This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. We're going to take a look at our cabinet lineup, actually, with some breaking news, if you will, of Dr. Mahathir deciding to drop the education portfolio. Yesterday, he announced that he would take on the post of education minister. Mm-hmm. But of course, it was pointed out to him, along with a lot of other Pakatan Harapan ministers, that their manifesto promised that the prime minister will not hold a double portfolio.
Yep, that's right. So he dropped it. Because he wants to honour the manifesto, saying that he can't break it at the moment, although there is a demand that he should take education. The manifesto, however, does not impose the same restriction on the Deputy Prime Minister, because I think currently Dato' Sri Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail manages Women's Affairs as well.
And Family Development,
and
yes,
Family
correct.
Development. So the Education Ministry,
yes,
will fall under Simpang Rungam's MP, former academic Mazli Malik.
That is correct, yes. Actually, just before we start talking about education, Caroline, let's get through some of these new minister announcements. Right? Mm-hmm. So in the past, Dr. Mahathir had announced Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as Home Minister, as well as Mat Sabu as Defence Minister. Mm-hmm. But today we've got another 12 names added to that list. So Education Minister Mazli Malik. We've got Rural Development Minister Rina Harun of MP for Titi Wangsa. We've got Economic Affairs Minister, which is Azmin Ali, who's also the Menteri Besar of Selangor. That's going to be an interesting juggling act for him. We've got Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin, Finance Minister, of course, Lim Guan Eng, Transport Minister Anthony Lok, Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Dio, Human Resource Minister M. Kulasegaran, and Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry Minister Salahuddin Ayub, and Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. Hmm. So that's a pretty interesting lineup, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of analysis about that over the next few days. But we're particularly interested in talking about the education portfolio because I don't know about you, but I was initially a little excited at the notion of Dr. Mahathir taking on that challenge because he's been so passionate, yes, about English language, about the state of education in the country, that I thought it might be an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, we were also talking about how, you know, with the experience and the confidence that he has,
yes,
he would be able to push through what's needed. But, you know, it's interesting. He explained that it was common practice when he was the Prime Minister under BN that the nation's top two government officials would alternate between holding say the Defence and Home Affairs portfolio. So everyone is adjusting to the new Malaysia.
They are, aren't they? I know. But you know, and you know, I mean, the one thing is like taking charge of the Education Ministry. I think we were also quite excited at the notion of cleaning up the Education Ministry,
for
right?
Sure.
Because there are so many changes that need to be made. We're going to talk about, I guess, what's ahead for education in Malaysia. And weighing in on this is Zamir Zulkifli. He is the Managing Director with Teach for Malaysia. Zamir, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we all know the list of systemic issues when it comes to education, and it's a long one. With this new government in place, what, in your opinion, should their focus be? Is it teachers?
I think the primary focus within education should be culture. Right now, students are learning in a very stressful environment, and that's not conducive to learning. They might be able to answer exams really well, but are they then truly walking away with an education that would serve them for life? And culture, I think, is important because within education, the problems can be so vast and wide. Sometimes technical solutions are needed, but they don't push the system forward, and we're not going to take a leap jump in that sense. So my vote is on culture as something that's critical that we need to change to bring a lot more joy. Currently, it's too toxic, and there's too much fear in schools. And I think that environment needs to be extended throughout the education system, right from the minister's office to the federal, state, and district offices. But, and it can't just be on like, hey, principals need to create this learning environment. That learning environment needs to be replicated and role modeled right from the minister's office.
Right. So, you know, from basically what Tun Mahathir has said before, we assume that he's pushing for the English medium. And beyond him, there's also been a clarion call for our national schools to return to that. A lot of, I suppose, different parent teachers association a debate about this. Do you think it's necessary?
I'm a bigger fan of just allowing freedom of choice of communities. So can communities choose to do this or not? Currently, the dual language program allows schools and communities to decide whether they want to learn in English and maths. And I think that's a very powerful choice. We then shift power to the students and the communities to learn a bit more. I'm really not keen on like making a policy and then rolling it out immediately. Snap policies and snap implementations are very, very dangerous.
Another contentious issue for some education activists is the institutionalization of Islam in national schools. Should there be some immediate action to tackle the issues of segregation and alienation of non-Malay students in public schools?
Yeah, I think that is a very strong problem that sometimes does come across. I think also the diversity of teachers within the schools is something that we should look at. But given that the recent general elections was focusing a lot more on celebrating diversity and also removing race-based politics, I hope this would then be trickled into like policies within education as well.
Okay, so talk to us about the role of teachers moving forward, Zamir. How involved do you think parents and teachers should be in deciding what reforms are needed? Should more support be given to teachers?
In fact, I think parents and teachers need to listen to students a lot more. In Teach Malaysia, we believe that students are really, really powerful beings that we just haven't tapped their full potential on. They just come into class and they listen to a curriculum that we give them. They get excited by problems. We should ask them what problems do they see and what problems do they want to work on and challenge. Teach them in a thematic point of view. Of course, the usual problems are always mentioned is infrastructure, technology, or even administrative work. These are all very valid problems that need to be solved, but we need to think of a complete shift in our education philosophy that places a lot more emphasis on children being able to say what they want for education.
And in that vision for students to have a much bigger say, I imagine that technology would play a more central part as well. I mean, Tun has said that we have an outdated education system and that the way forward is to incorporate technology.
I think technology should be embedded, and they are working on trying to embed it across the curriculum a lot more. And I hope we can continue down that road. I wish technology was also used to support teaching and learning. I mean, there are some software and AIs there that do help. But I think the role of a teacher will always be important because especially the schools that Teach Malaysia works in, which are underprivileged, low-income schools, there's a saying that we always say that rich kids come to school to learn, but poorer kids come to school to be loved. And they need role modeling, they need inspiration, they need to see what is out there from an adult that they can respect as well. So sometimes relying on technology just to say, like, here's a technology or here's an AI software to teach a kid is a bit too dangerous. But we should embed technology across all functions. For example, if a kid is passionate about music, he still needs to learn an app in order to either market his music or even like make his music in that sense.
Right. And in your opinion, what short-term goals should the new yet-to-be-formed education ministry try to aim for?
I mean, because I come from Teach Malaysia, so I'm a bit biased. All my interventions mainly focus on talent. My first goal would be, do you have the right talent as school principals, as district officers, as state officers, and at federal level as well? Because if you have the right talent in place, then things move forward a bit more. It's a big ministry of 420,000 people. The issue is not a technical issue. It's not a policy issue. It's a people issue.
Oh, here, here. Thank you very much, Zamir. That was Zamir Zulkifli, Managing Director for Teach for Malaysia, with his thoughts on jumpstarting our education system. We've got more music coming your way now. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.